Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. Today is my NFL and college football legend. He's Mike Singletary, linebacker out of Baylor University by way of the Chicago Bears. So if you like the video this morning, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. And special thanks to my producer, who's making it happen this morning, Mr. Logan Landers. Mike Singletary, linebacker, Baylor University, and the Chicago Bears. When you look at the position at linebacker, a lot of people always get into arguments about who's the greatest that ever played the position. Dick Butkus, Willie Lanier, Jack Lambert, Randy Gradishaw, Brian Urlacher, Junior Seau, Ray Lewis, Patrick Willis, and Bobby Wagner, formerly of the Seattle Seahawks, now with the LA Rams. But very, very slightly do they ever mention this young man out of Houston, Texas, Mr. Mike Singletary. And I'm going to tell you, when you look at the overall career, and I know we had other great linebackers that have played in the NFL on the outside, and Lawrence Taylor and Derek Thomas, but it'd be very hard if you look at the resume to keep this man out of the top five that ever played the game at the middle linebacker position and the linebacker position in the National Football League. But I knew about Mike Singletary way before he became the guy with the Chicago Bears. When you look at him, the young man's out of Houston, Texas. And he came out of Warren High School. And that's a lot of royalty that went to Warren High School when you think about it. David Latin, Texas El Paso, Cliff Branch. You don't have to say no more there. But most of all, this young man was a star in the making. Now, when I heard about him, is when everybody knows here 100 Yards Football, I attended the University of Arkansas. And I was a true freshman when I arrived on the campus. In my freshman year, of course, the Southwest Conference was really rocking then as football. They were probably the number one conference, I think, in college football. That's just my opinion. When you look at all the stars that was in that conference at the time, Eric Dickerson, I don't have to say no more, my man E.D., Craig James, Vance Bradford, Kenneth Sims, a lot of great players. But what took my mind was Arkansas played Baylor. And the game was the Southwest Conference game of the week. Regional telecast on ABC. And this young man, right here on the screen, had 33 tackles. 33 tackles. Then I said, let me follow him a little bit more. And at that time in the Southwest Conference, we had some pretty good linebackers. Teddy Morris and Isaac Riley with Arkansas, Bruce Schultz at Texas, Gary Moten and Brian Hunt at SMU, David Hodge at Houston, Robert Williamson at Rice. Oh man, we had some super football players. But he was the guy that stood above everybody. So then my sophomore year, I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to go see this young man play. Baylor played Arkansas, homecoming. And that young man had 24 tackles that day. Even though Arkansas won that football game in a homecoming game 27-20, the one player, number 63, that stood out was Mike Singletary. Unbelievable. And then getting back to where he came from, like I said, the high school, he was in the same area. Like I said, grew up with Larry Meshaw, same area. Otis Taylor, same area. Greg Cadillac Anderson, same area. And I'm thinking about he in this area, all these great players out of Houston, and he's doing this thing at Baylor. And that day, what I saw before I even got to Chicago was the skill set when he had 25 tackles. The year before now, when I was a freshman, he had 33 tackles against Arkansas. Then the following year, sophomore year, when I saw it up close and personal, because they played the homecoming game on campus at Fayetteville, Arkansas, which we refer to the Hill, is that that skill set was just unbelievable. And I came from that game, and those 25 tackles saying Mike Singletary was one of the baddest players ever played, A+, one of the toughest, A+, one of the meanest, A+, one of the most intense. You know what I want to say? Football players ever take the field, A+, very, very intelligent, A+, understood football defensively at a very, very high level.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
In that game, I was just sitting there with my roommate, Victor Moss, my boy from Magnolia, Arkansas. And he was always in the right place at the right time. And the thing about it, he was scaring people on the field. Gary Anderson, even though he was a true freshman, went on and got drafted in the National Football League by the San Diego Chargers first round and played in the USFL with the Tampa Bay Bandits. But he was scared because Mike Singletary was, you can hear the pads popping. Then his tackling was A+. His instincts were A+. And it's ball and reactions, A+. Then look at his college career, man. As a freshman, the young man had 97 tackles. As a sophomore, 232 tackles. As a junior, 188 tackles. As a senior, 145. For a career, he had 662 tackles at Baylor University. Then he capped his career off in the Cotton Bowl with 30 tackles against Alabama. Now, we know how great Bear Bryant is, right? And we know how good people respect Bear Bryant on the high levels of college coach. Some people in the state of Alabama, even on the college football, I say he's still the greatest coach ever to coach the college game. He said after that game, he only seen two linebackers that can make a tackle on every play. Leroy Jordan, who went on to a great career with the Dallas Cowboys, and this young man out of Houston, Texas, Warren High School. Then, while I was in school, Mike Singletary was voted player of the year his junior, senior year. And then he was defensive player of the year in the Southwest Conference for three straight seasons. So I already knew when the Bears, Chicago Bears, took him in the 81 draft in the second round, I knew what type of football player that the Bears were getting. And most importantly, a lot of people at that time in Fairfield, Arkansas said, how in the world did he didn't go in the first round? But that's all right. His career, if you go back, as a rookie with the Chicago Bears, his third game as a starter against the Kansas City Chiefs, he put his lower, really, this was his Hall of Fame game, 10 tackles, one forced fumble, and he was on damn near every play. That year, he was an all-rookie selection. But the thing that's going to stick out to me is not his career, his 12-year career with the Chicago Bears, 172 games started, 1,488 tackles career-wise, 885 solo, and he missed only two games in the 86 season. But what's going to always stick out is that 85 season. Maybe the greatest defense ever. That season, Mike Singletary under Buddy Ryan, 109 solo tackles, three sacks, one interception, three forced fumbles, two forced fumbles in the Super Bowl, two fumble recoveries in the Super Bowl that year against New England, 10 passes defense, NFL Defensive Player of the Year, on a defense that had all that great talent. Dan Hampton, Richard Dent, Wilbert Marshall, Otis Wilson, Leslie Frazier, Mike Richardson, Gary Fensick, Dave Durison. But make no bones, he the guy that stirred the pot. He the guy that set the tone. And I tell my friend all the time from Lufkin, Texas, Mr. Mark Denham, the one career player that sticks out to me, 1986 NFC Championship game, second quarter versus the Los Angeles Rams. Very critical part in the football game. The Rams have got in their midfield. It's third and one. And at the time, the Rams got the greatest running back in the game. We know him as E.D., Eric Dickerson, out of Sealy, Texas. And they give it to E.D., Eric Dickerson, and Mike Singletary with them eyes. Go up in the hole and hit Eric Dickerson so hard you can hear it through the TV. He gets up and snot and everything coming out his nose. Young man elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1988. There have been some football players that's played this game at a high level. That's been very mean. Go back over the list again. Dick Butkus, they say he was mean. Willie Lanier, they say he was mean. Jack Lambert, they say he was mean. Randy Gradishaw, say he was mean. Brian Urlacher, they say he was mean. Junior Seau, they say he was mean. Ray Lewis, they say he was mean. Patrick Willis, they say he was mean. Bobby Wagner, even now, who's the Seattle Seahawks, now with the LA Rams, they say he was mean, along with LT Lawrence Taylor. But man, make no bones, Mike Singletary, I'm going to say it one more time, was one of the baddest, meanest, and the most intense, you know I want to say that word, football players that ever played that game. And he really never gets spoken of in them rims. Man, this is a football player. This guy was special. And this guy set the tone. And he played on some great defenses. Not only at Baylor University with Gary Don Johnson, Van McElroy, who played with the Raiders, Charles Benson. But there are some coaches. His coach, Grant Taft, at Baylor said he was the greatest football player that ever stepped at Baylor University. I'm sorry, Robert Griffin. And the Chicago Bears, Buddy Ryan said, I would take any linebacker and put him up against any player in any era. I'm taking Mike Singletary. And then finally, one more time, Mike Singletary had 30 tackles in the Cotton Bowl against Alabama in 1981. And Bear Bryant said, it's only two linebackers he's ever seen in his whole entire life that can make a tackle on every play. Young man on the screen right there, Mike Singletary and Leroy Jordan. Outstanding. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's been a pleasure and an honor to talk about this young man out of Houston, Warren High School, Baylor University. And my father's favorite team, the Chicago Bears. Shouts out to the 901, to my parents, Inez and Chester Turner, my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. My father's favorite team and one of his favorite players, Mike Singletary. And to my producer, one more time, Logan Landers. So, my final words about Mike Singletary, he was mass production. On the college level and on the pro level. So it was a group called Mass Production out of Norfolk, Virginia. Lead singers Kevin Douglas and Tiny Kelly. Norfolk, Virginia in the house. And they had a song called Firecracker. It went like this. So, so, so good. Her name is Sevilla. And she's my fly. And I call her my firecracker. And that's no lie. Mike Singletary was a firecracker at Warren High School in Houston, Texas. He was a firecracker when he got to Baylor University, 662 career tackles. And he was a firecracker when he played with the Chicago Bears. Defensive player of the year in 1985 on the greatest defense ever. In the National Football League, the Chicago Bears, number one overall that season.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
And when it's all said and done, he might be in the greatest college football linebacker that ever played the game. And by the way, let me throw another tidbit. He had 31 tackles against Ohio State that year. And Woody Hayes said, I might not ever seen a better linebacker. Chris Spielman played at Ohio State. Pepper Johnson played at Ohio State. Randy Gradishaw. But Woody Hayes said this young man might have been the best linebacker ever. Thank you this morning. If you like the video, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate hearing 100 yards of football. Thank you. Have a blessed week. And the NFL draft is a week and a half away. April the 28th in Las Vegas. Please watch it. I'm Vincent Turner. 100 yards of football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.